Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. Okay, this episode, we're going to be talking about bodycon dresses. So if you have been following me, I don't know, for like the last few months, you notice I've been posting about bodycon dresses, kind of styling them in different ways. So in this episode, we're just going to get into some different tips on finding a bodycon dress because you may not think you can pull it off, but you can. And we're going to talk about how. The thing with a bodycon dress, if you have curves, you're mid-size like me, you may be thinking that it's not the type of dress that you could wear, or you may be thinking that it should only be for like going out to the club, that type of thing. And I think it's like we want to kind of reimagine a bodycon dress and just think of it as kind of a, kind of nicer tank top dress in a sense. So we're going to kind of think about a bodycon dress in a different way, not just for going out, to the club, but something that's a little more versatile. And I think that'll make you kind of get more comfortable with the idea of getting this item. So what I did is I rounded up three different tips that could help you in trying to find a bodycon dress that you'd feel comfortable in. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into them. All right, so tip one is get the right fit. A bodycon dress, similar to other fitted pieces, it can go either really right or really wrong. So let me explain. So you want to get a bodycon dress that skims your body, you know, and just kind of, you know, is not skin tight. And that kind of gives off a different vibe compared to one that is skin tight, where it's like, it just, you know, is uncomfortable. And on top of that, it'll show everything. So instead, what you want is a bodycon dress to skim your frame, and so it works with your curves, it moves with your curves. And on top of that, it'll feel comfortable. And having less of a snug fit, I think, gives off more of a casual vibe, which will make it a more of a versatile item for you, and you'll be able to style it in a few different ways then. My other tip is think thick enough and thin enough. So what I mean by that is you want it to be, you know, thick enough that it's more of a substantial fabric. And, you know, so don't just think of getting like, you know, kind of thin tank top material. You want your bodycon dress to be a little bit more substantial. And I think if you have curves or you're midsize, having like more substantial fabric, in my opinion, is your friend, because it kind of makes you feel supported. And I think it's especially true with the bodycon dress. The sturdier the fabric, it'll give you more coverage. And it also avoid showing like your undergarments or shapewear, and which I think kind of cheapens the look, right? So yeah, and I wear shapewear under these dresses. I'm not going to even perpetrate, like I don't. I link the shapewear that I usually wear. It's from Spanx. It'll be on the show notes for this particular episode. And also like my strapless that I tend to wear as well. Anyway, so at the same time, you want it thick enough to be substantial, to provide coverage, but you also don't want it so thick that it's hot or doesn't, you know, kind of have that stretch in it. So it's kind of this balance of making sure it's thick enough for that coverage, but thin enough so you feel comfortable and it doesn't feel like hot fabric. My last tip is get a color you love. So with the bodycon dress, you want to get a color you absolutely love, because think of it this way. If the fit and feel is on point, then having a color you love that lights you up is like the cherry on top. And on top of that, or in addition to that, if it's a color you love, then you're more likely to wear it and you're more likely to kind of have ideas on how to style it, because it's going to be within kind of your, fashion palette. Okay, to wrap up, the first thing we talked about was get the right fit. So just make sure it fits you, right? And then the second thing we talked about, make sure it's thick enough to give you that coverage and support, but thin enough so that you're not sweating like crazy in your bodycon dress. And then the last one we talked about was just get it in a color you love, so you're more likely to wear it and you'll just feel dynamite. And as always, I'm always talking about that you never know what style you're going to be into unless you just give it a try. I really think as a mid-sized and curvy woman that you want to try, you know, try out trends, you know, in a low risk way, like don't drop a ton of money on them, but try out things because you never know what you're going to really like wearing and what's going to work for you. And then if it doesn't feel good, just skip it.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.